So welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you becoming the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. In today's episode, we're doing a deep dive on the three steps to deep intimacy any dude can nail. Any dude can nail and master deep intimacy in ways that the vast majority, 99, I'd say nearly 100% of guys I'm speaking with, you know, it's like rabbit in the headlights sort of look comes in the face. And, you know, when the topic of deep intimacy comes up, like being deeply intimate with your queen in those moments, creating that beautiful connection that every queen on the planet is yearning like to adapt in her nervous system that you have no idea. You might never in your lifetime come close to the depth of yearning that she feels for this depth of connection, this sacred spiritual connection with you. She's with you, man. That's the good news. If she's still with you, it's you she's yearning for it, and it hurts her because she loves you that much. If she's not having that experience, it hurts her really, really deeply. There's a good news in that. Like, again, I always speak to, you know, it's like the whole point and purpose, my intention in every single one of these episodes is to awaken within you your remembrance of your kingship. It's not to teach you how to be a king. It's to support you in remembering you always have been a king, you are a king now, and you always will be a king. It's reawakening to that potency of power, of radical strength, of courage, of authenticity in you, this willingness to do whatever is necessary. That's kingship. It's taking a step away from boy energy. Boy energy is sort of like a lamenting, poor me, I feel entitled to the world, and if the world doesn't give me what I want, well, you know, it's like I just sit here in the corner sucking my thumb and blaming the world. And I feel entitled to do so because the world should just give me breast milk like my mom should give me. That's like, it's boy energy when we get upset. Whereas king energy is like, okay, the king energy approach to, hey, like setting it out there, it's okay. I want you to feel safe in this. It's okay if you, to this point, haven't yet nailed how to do deep intimacy. I hadn't a fucking clue. That's where my marriage nearly fell apart like 4 years ago. I hadn't a clue. I did not have the skill set. I thought I was emotionally broken. Deep intimacy, emotional attunement, all of this shit. Man, I thought I was broken. I thought I was like, just wait till the next lifetime. Lean in on Buddhist philosophy and go, I fucking hope there's another lifetime. Give me something different, please, universe, in my next lifetime. I've turned this all around, and I'm continually deepening my mastery of deep intimacy and emotional attunement and all those juicy stuff. So if I can do it, any guy can do it. I just want to, you know, really challenge you to start going, hey, you know, no shaming yourself, no beating yourself up. That's of no use. Go, I haven't nailed deep intimacy yet. That's growth mindset. So kicking off with that, every marriage at the core of disconnection in marriage, of breakdown in marriage, there's a major issue with a lack of deep intimacy. If there was deep intimacy there in like a deep spiritual, open-hearted sharing of hearts and minds, and that was at the core of it, very, very rarely do those marriages fall apart. I don't know if it's possible to have that level. I don't know. It's like the odd time, whatever. They had massive deep intimacy, and it was amazing, and it was miraculous, and it was beautiful. And then, I don't know, one of them just knocked her head off a wall and they fucked around outside the marriage, and then it ends. Whatever. There can be upper limiting, but by and large, where there is deep intimacy and your queen feels that there's this shared deep intimacy and you as a man learn the skill set to show up there, it's what keeps a marriage together and deepening that connection over years. Not letting it go like 99% of marriage journeys, which is like, yeah, there's a sharing in the beginning, but then the deep intimacy gets more and more and more and more superficial and superficial, to the point at which it's like you're showing up as friends. Does that hit home with you guys? You know, the showing up as friends, the like almost like you're cohabiting partners. We're under the same roof, but like how the hell, you know, we got on so well in the beginning. Again, I remind you, it's like first 2 years, biologically, psychologically, it's like primed for just keeping all the shitty bits to the background and all the juicy, beautiful connection. And it's all fresh and it's all new and you fall in love and you have kids and you set yourself the wheels in motion for a life together. It's sort of meant, it's a biological sort of trick of evolution to support us getting together and procreating and getting like setting in the roots of deep connection together. But then the shit comes out and the deep intimacy wanes, and it lessens and lessens over time. So let's jump in. There's three steps. Hey, it's loosely three steps. There could be 10 steps. I'm giving three of like what are at the epicenter of approaches that you can take that will powerfully light up your nervous system and definitely like light up your queen's nervous system too. There's something different going on here. The three steps are the polar opposite of what the vast majority of husbands out there unwittingly do when their queen are yearning deep intimacy. Step number one, no matter what the moment is, so there's a moment there, if you're looking to create deep intimacy, your queen is there, you're there, there's a moment. It could be a moment of conflict that you're like, oh, how do I create deep intimacy? That's appropriate, and these steps will really support you there. Could be a moment where, hey man, like you're just like you're together, but it's like just mundane, superficial, what's being spoken about, there's no depth. You're yearning to like enter into an experience with her, and you know, you want to shake things up. These steps are appropriate for that. And yeah, if and everything in between. So wanting to create deep intimacy is like a real place of focus for you guys listening in. If you've really liked the title, Be the Husband She Brags About, and the stuff we're sharing, this is of massive relevance. Step number one, be at one with what is. The boy energy is like a resentful energy. It's an entitlement energy. It's sort of like, why is the moment not giving me what I want type energy? And it resists. It's just like it thinks being resistant and blaming the moment subconsciously, having this energy in the background, that if you resist what is, like the boy, like the baby, if you resist the feeling, if you like cry, then you get food. It's like this really radically immature energy of sort of, I'm going to resist the moment and I'm going to resist my wife. And the opposite is this deeply spiritual practice of be at one with what is. Line up. If it's happening, there's a truth to it. You mightn't agree with what your queen is communicating with her words and that, but hey guys, on the deepest level, you know, the feminine is emotionality, it's movement. So what you're working with, I've said this before, is like stop trying to work with her words. Get off her story and get into her state. It's state, not story. So be at one with her state, whatever the words are. And like, I asterisk this, like within reason, if she's being explicitly abusive, like explicitly abusive, of course, you know, you set a boundary with that. But a lot of the time, the most of the time, you know, she's giving stinging feedback. Stinging feedback, by the way, isn't fucking abuse. You know, feedback is feedback. If it's hot, if she's hot and bothered, or she's going into like a just this feminine ranty energy and it's just all coming out, be at one with it. Practice being at one with it. You know, find some space in you. Like the king in you is like the masculine practice is embodied consciousness. is presence. Embodied consciousness is the witnessing awareness, which is, you know, witnessing, you know, the shit that's going on inside your own mind, you know, the thoughts and the radical emotions, emotional reactivity that's happening to you in the mind, in your mind, just holding witness to that and going, okay, cool, this is interesting. Like, this is like a process of coming to know my own mind. It's like, so you're practicing being at one with what is in your own nervous system without going with any blame thoughts, without going with, oh, I'm just going to fucking stick Netflix on, fuck this. Like, you know, it's like, without going with those thoughts, you're being at one with it. It's like, okay, I'm okay with what's happening in my own nervous system. And the practice is being at one with what's happening in your queen's nervous system. You know, very often, a powerful woman's way to deal with what's needs being dealt with is just allowing the emotions ripple through her. So if you can practice being at one with what is, you'll start allowing her have the experience that she's needing to have in that moment. And when you start practicing being at one with what is, she starts feeling seen, heard, and safe. You're like, she's not getting the standard resistance, the standard, you know, looking away because you're not at one with what is. Your eyes, I've talked about the five pillars, the communication. It's like stillness, your breathing is all off. Your eyes, you're looking away or you're staring her out of it like aggressively. You're not at one with what is. Your body is all tightened up. Your shape is knocked out. Your posture, you want to get away from the situation, etc., etc. And the resistant thoughts, your story is all blame and shame. Guys, being at one with what is, you know, that practice, your eyes just are locked in and are sort of going, oh, hey, look, you know, just totally accepting what she's experiencing is she's experiencing what she's experiencing, what your ears are hearing in what she's experiencing. You're like, hey, I'm at one with that. Whatever. I don't need to figure this shit out right now. Don't, like, practicing being at one with what is dampens the most common of all unwitting fuck-ups of husbands in marriage. I don't think I've ever found one guy that has ever said, yeah, I don't do that. It's like trying to fix our women's predicament in the moment. It's like we listen exactly or as exactly as we can to the practicalities of what she's speaking to, and then we propose, here's the solution that will fix your issue and stop this goddamn situation that I hate sitting in space with because I'm feeling damn uncomfortable. I don't like this intimacy shit. There's the fix. Get out of this situation. You know, being at one with what is going, I don't need to fix shit. This moment is perfect as it is. I'm just going to sit here holding space. I'm at one with what's happening in me. I'm at one with what's happening in her. I'm a king. I'm cool. I'm calm. I'm this conscious presence witnessing what's going on, and I'm relaxed in this moment. I'm not trying to get from A to B. I'm completely at A. That in itself, guys, is presence. It's one of the number one major turn-ons for women. Now, in any of this, the boy energy, don't practice these points and be like a little boy expecting mommy to go, good boy, you know. Good boy, or like, there's the gold star, like your teacher in fucking creche or, you know, nursery, whatever it is called in your culture, preschool, etc. Don't be looking for the gold star or the pat on the head from mommy. No boy shit. You practice this because you're a king. You're a fucking king, so you're coming to power. And hey, if your first 20, 30, 40 years of marriage was like you just bitching around and not being at one and being resistant, hey, that's cool. This is your wake-up call. I had my wake-up call a few years ago. Another dude, my wife, my queen, my beautiful queen, falling in love with this guy energetically. I had to step the fuck up. This is the wake-up call, guys. So, step number one, you want to create deep intimacy that's going to be of value to your queen, that her nervous system is going to pay attention, go, who's this force of nature, of embodied masculine power and grace and authenticity in front of me? Practice being at one with what is in that moment. Point number two, again, boy to kingship. feel them. Now, I do get some of this can be intellectually challenging because you're like, oh, you know, like, well, that's okay, Mark, like, feel them, but that's a bit, I don't fucking know how to do that. I was reading David Ayida, Way of the Superior Man, another teacher's work on sacred intimacy, and I was hearing, like, I intellectually knew all this shit in the years leading up to my queen and that dude in the house and our marriage breakdown, breakthrough experience. So I understand. I feel that pain. I feel the frustration. Guys jumping on courageously. There's more and more coming in. So just a shout out to the guys that are listening in that have already had the courage to jump on, make it happen, jump in a heroic husband's discovery call with me. A lot of guys get that. And a lot of times I'm saying, hey, man, that's okay. I get that. Like, we've grown up in a profoundly sick society that we were like forced. The only way to make it through society as a young boy in modern Western society is like just shutting down your nervous system, shutting down your emotionality because, you know, boys don't cry, etc., etc. Expressions of love is like icky and, you know, it's not something that's honored when the actual opposite is true. The more heroic the man, the more he reveals his heart, his love, he feels into life. He's an open-hearted warrior in the world. You know, the Gandhis of the world, the Nelson Mandelas of the world, etc., etc. They felt into the world. Dalai Lama, they felt into the world. They feel into the world. They empathize with people, and they it's their feeling capacity that makes them as powerful as they are, and actually gains our admiration. Historically, so feel into them, feel them. Okay, the skill set mightn't be there. But, you know, there is that line, and I've spoken to this before. It's, you know, there's one line that take a shot at it too. You know, fake it till you make it. Like, meet them wherever, meet your queen wherever is available to you. One really, you know, good line to just kick the ball rolling of supporting your queen feel felt by you. You know, there again, the feminine needs to feel seen, heard, and safe. It's a feeling into that she's being felt into, that she's feeling seen and heard and safe. The line is, hey baby, that, you know, you're after listening to her. Again, you're listening to her. You're not jumping into fixing or making any commentary or judgments on what she's saying. You're feeling into her. You're listening completely. You're at practicing being at one with what is, which normally a result of that is you're listening open-heartedly, non-judgmentally. The line is, baby, that must be hard for you. Or, you know, that must be overwhelming for you to be experiencing, you know, you can add on to that. It's like to be experiencing that those problems at work, or to be, she's giving you what feels like stinging feedback, but you're at one with it. Like, baby, that must be hard for you to have went years not feeling seen or heard by me. I mean, that must be really hard. You're touching base that with her state, with her emotion. Your woman's greatest need is that her emotions are being felt, that you're paying attention and at least trying to meet her on that space. You don't need, like, I mean, there's tons of dudes out there. I'm lining it up, finances in place, top end teachers, guys. There's a couple of guys that have been on the podcast, and there's other guys I'm trying to get in the podcast. I'm aiming to get coached by them to deepen my practice. I'm like nowhere near complete. Like, this is the road of mastery. So just to say that, you know, I speak really powerfully to where I'm at and like different things that have worked for me, but this is the road of mastery. Meet them as much with your 10 out of 10 expression of where you're at. One great tool, like, this is where that strategic, rational mind of you, if you don't know how to do that and you're trying to figure out mentally, one simple practice, but it's one of the most profound practices to bring about like a felt deepening of intimacy in the moment, is start deep belly breathing. That's simply slowing down your breathing. And in the moment, there again, just when you're listening, in moments of stillness, breathe. Fill up your chest for it and breathe your breath down to your belly. Like literally in the moment, you can literally, if you're practicing this before, but in the moment, just placing a hand on your tummy. So you're breathing down to your tummy to start expanding your hand out. It expands your tummy out. It presses against your hand. You know, it's like, okay, just every breath, breathe down deep, expand the belly and breathe out super relaxed. Breathe down deep into the belly, breathe out, relax. If you do that with me for a few moments, just like literally, like if it's situationally appropriate for you to just do this practice, breathe down deep into your belly. Breathe out, relax. Breathe down deep into your belly. Breathe out, relaxing the body down. One final time. Breathe down deep into the belly. And breathe out, relax. When you start doing that, a whole neurophysiological cascade of nervous system reactions happen in your body that brings you more present. It's like it starts opening up your heart brain and your gut brain, which makes your nervous system become, even beyond your conscious realization, it's like, oh, I've done the three breaths, I'm not feeling shit, Mark, like, I don't believe that. If you just keep doing it, it's happening. Even if you consciously can't access the difference, albeit every single time, almost without fail, that I do maybe a little bit more than just three breaths, but you know, like a couple of minutes of deep breathing like that, nearly every single guy will say to me, it's like, oh man, that just becomes like the favorite part of the session with you. Because why? We're so constantly in our heads. We're thinking, constantly in our heads. We're in front of a woman and we're thinking, like blame thoughts, shame thoughts, trying to figure this problem out thoughts. When we're just not there with them, our nervous systems is not, we're not in our body, we're occupying chin up. Touch base with yourself, lean in. Does that make sense with your lived experience in life and in your relationship? That like the majority of the time you're caught up in your head thinking about other things that are not relevant to the moment. Like deep intimacy will not be experienced if when in the middle of your wife talking with you, your mind is thinking thoughts of the meeting that you had that day. Oh, Jesus, the budget is meant to be in for tomorrow. I haven't got that email. And then you put your eyes back in her again. And then your attention wanders to, oh, what time is it? And you look over the clock and you're like, oh, Jesus, I have, you know, I've sports practice at whatever time. And, oh, like, am I going to be in time? And, you know, when you're thinking, you're caught in your head. Every guy that I'm speaking with, it's like, yeah, man, she's like, I get caught in my head all the time. Like, she hates it when I do that. You're not going to open up to deep intimacy if you're caught in your head. Deep belly breathing, guys, just trust me on this. If this was the one thing that you took away from this episode, deep belly breathing. When you're in the presence of your queen, start practicing deep belly breathing in that moment. Especially in moments when, hey, you know, like, maybe the kids aren't around, and you can practice it then as well. It's a powerful practice. But in when it's go time, you're like, okay, I really want to bring a deepening intimacy into this moment. I want to be like, you're a king. You're a creative human being. You want to create deep intimacy? Start deep belly breathing. Not just two or three of them. Just get it going for a couple of minutes as you're listening in the silence. And if you're listening fully like that, she's going to keep talking. Keep deep breathing. Fully receptive. Just trusting that the message you're transmitting from your nervous system and your body to her subconsciously when you're breathing deep is one of safety. Is one of this man is grounded. You know, sitting up straight, breathing deeply. In one course I was doing, it was like the idea was listen with the ear of your heart. If you're deep breathing, that will be happening. But consciously, like imagine that your entire body is listening and receiving your queen in that moment. That's another way of like, you know, I'm feeling into them, like your whole nervous system. It's not just your ears that are listening. That's like a head up, a chin up approach. It's like my whole body is listening to this beautiful woman in this moment. You set the intentions, like my whole body is listening and feeling into them. Can you see how mediocre boy energy, constantly mentally masturbating in your own mind and trying to fix them and all of that shit, when you breathe into your body and you're listening with your entire body, and with that sentence, like, hey baby, you know, reflect it back, that must be hard for you. It demonstrates like a clear, tangible evidence to her that, you know, he's doing his best here. He's like really feeling into me. He's trying to feel into me. She's going to feel safer around you and will open up, and she will soften as a result. So point number one, step number one, be at one. Practice. This is a practice. Practice being at one with what is. Number two, start feeling into them. Deep breathing. Create stillness inside of yourself. Just feeling into them. Reflect back what you feel her experience probably is in that moment. Now, that must be hard for you. That must be really, you know, oppressive. That must be really overwhelming what you're experiencing, etc., etc. Number one, be at one with them. Number two, practice feeling into them. And number three, last but definitely not least, practice being generous. One question I ask of myself in moments like this, and again, guys, to bring heroic humility to it, I don't get this right all the time. There's times when I have to snap out of it, and if I don't snap out of it, my queen will definitely go, hey, like, where's your head? Where are you at, man? She'll give me that. Actually, the practice of being at one with what is, like, very regularly in my own life, and I encourage you to start looking at that, is practicing being at one with ferociously direct and fiery queenly feedback. You know, when she, it's not giving out. You know, the boy is like, oh, she's giving out, she's breaking my balls and all that. Total bullshit. It's bullshit. Her greatest gift is fiery feedback. So the being generous, you know, the flip side of taking it personal and making it all about your small-minded little approach to it, a part of your mind. It's not all of you, a part of your mind. But to access kingliness in the moment is like, well, asking, what is this moment asking off me as a king? You know, you're there, you're with your queen, energy is stagnant, she's riled up. Yeah, she's like flinging seven shades of shit your way. It's like, you know, your nervous system is sort of feeling reactive. There's blame toss, blah, 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 blah. What is the moment asking off you as a king? This question, if you ask it with like, with real kingliness and courage inside of yourself, hey, what's this moment asking off me as a king? It snaps you to fuck out of mediocre, small-minded thinking. Very often it's like old personal sort of stuff. When you take it personal and you're only thinking of your own needs that aren't being met, blah, 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 you know, that self-centeredness. What is this moment asking of me? It's a real potent question to get you into being generous. When you ask that question, and when I work with guys one-on-one and in Heroic Husband men's circles, and the likes of those prompts, a lot of guys go, man, I just know it's not fucking going with the blame and bullshit. And the, you know, the first 10 minutes of the conversation when I asked that question, you know, I just realized like I was just dumping shit for the like first 10 minutes of it. And when I snapped into that prompt, it just brought me to a very often, guys, that question gets you into being generous. Because so often, you know, definitely in conflict, there's this right and wrong intention. 100% of guys I'm speaking with is like, yeah, what happens? Like, do you have like a make yourself right, make her wrong, prove she's wrong? You know, or you might, and some nice guys go, it's like, oh, I'm not trying to prove her wrong, but okay, well, are you trying to convince her that you're right? Yeah. Dude, like, she's going to receive that her perspective is wrong, and you're just trying to, you know, shove her and force her to seeing your righteous rightness in the moment. I mean, it's inherently trying to make her wrong. It's right, wrong intention. Being generous is like whatever your mind is thinking, whatever that bullshit sort of small minded, oh, but she's to blame and blah, blah, blah. Or there is also times when it's non-conflicting, but it's like you might ask yourself, what's the moment asking of me? Like, how can I be generous in this? Again, the whole point of this episode is how to create deep intimacy in the moment. You know, if it's just stagnant, if you're just there talking and you're feeling a little bit bored and you feel your wife is bored and it's like, yeah, you're there. It's sort of nice. It's this horrible fucking word. It's nice. You know, I hear guys saying that to me at times, like, oh, but like, it's actually nice. Like, we get on well. Like, it's like we're, you know, there's a lot of nice stuff happening, but it's like, okay, but you haven't fucked in like 8 months, or you haven't, you know, it's like all of this kick-ass mega signs of other shit not going down is present, but it's like, it's all nice. It's, you can have moments when it's like seemingly harmonious, but what harmony means is like there's no shit going down. So it's like almost like there's no necessity to act for a lot of guys, because the necessity to act is when shit is going down, when there's true conflict. But a little bit of quiet, stagnant energy, we're a bit bored, we're just doing the normal Friday night, Saturday night routine, you know, a couple of beers, watching a bit of movie, whatever, bit of idle chit-chat, gossiping about our week, you know, if we fuck, we fuck, if we don't, whatever, you know. Guys, that's necessity. I'm just saying, wake the fuck up. That's necessity. All that mundane sort of is like, well, it's okay, it's fine. You gotta bring deep intimacy into it. And being generous is a great practice. It's like, what's this situation asking of me? And it's, hey, connection. Go all in connection. Being generous is like, okay, what can I do that will shake up the energy here? Well, like, if I can, I just like kiss her, you know, like just go for it. It's like, you know, I had a beautiful moment I shared with you recently where I just said at the end of a conversation, you know, it was just a bit of stagnant energy. We'd watch a movie together, and like my being generous practice was, I said to my queen, it's like, shut up and kiss me. And it was like, it was just what the moment needed. And she felt radically turned on. We had amazing sex, like fucking 30 minutes later after making out on the couch, like fucking like, like high school students. We were like, it was amazing. It was like, because I snapped out of that moment. I was feeling stagnant. I was feeling tired. I remember that moment. I was at the end of the day, end of the movie. The movie wasn't so stimulating. I forget what the movie is. Like, that's the exact point. Whatever, we're like, it just was like fine. It was like, it was connecting. But in that moment, the practice of being generous was like, what does this moment needed? And it just needed a radically provocative masculine practice of like, shut up and kiss me. Like, just, let's just fucking, and it was amazing. So being generous is provocative. You know, if it's stagnant, if there's conflict or for whatever, what does the moment need from me? Could be like that, just spontaneously dance with her around the kitchen, or kiss her like in that moment. So you just kiss her, give her like king's kiss, where, you know, being generous. It's like you mightn't be feeling it. You might be feeling resistant. You might be feeling stagnant. You might be feeling like, I just don't feel attracted to her in the moment. Like, the practice of being generous is fuck all that small-minded boyish bullshit of like, I'm just not feeling it. I hear shit like that in when I'm talking with guys, where like on one level they can be saying like their marriage is in the shitter, or like things have not been good, like there's not attraction. And like sometimes guys will just say to me, it's like, yeah, but man, like Mark, the thing is, you know, like the thing is already, I'm like, you know, yeah, man, the thing is, like, I just don't find her attractive, to be honest. And I'm like, that's not a reason not to take action. It's almost like guys have this thing of like, you know, it's like, well, I know my marriage just isn't great, but like, man, it's just not enjoyable. Almost like that's the reason, it not being enjoyable, or I'm just not attracted to her. And man, I don't know, do I love her anymore? Like, there's these bullshit boyish excuses that, hey, my mind throws them up as well. So just taking a collective hit and a collective wake-up call here. You not feeling attracted to her. You not feeling like, well, I don't feel excited by this conversation. There's nothing stimulating what she's saying. I just don't feel it. I don't feel stimulated. I don't love her anymore. I just don't feel connected anymore. That's the go time for being generous. being generosity comes from the same root of generate, genes, to give birth, gene. That root, from the etymological meaning that gives the word generous and generate and genetics, it's to give birth to something. The kingly practice is, if you want to create deep intimacy, you better get comfortable in practicing being generous. Because if the moment is calling, if the moment is stagnant, if the moment there's conflict, you generate some connection by, you're not feeling attractive to her. Well, practice fucking kissing her, man. Practice just saying, complimenting her, saying, hey, you look fucking hot in that. You look hot in that, like in those trousers. I haven't noticed. Have you been wearing them before? She's like, yeah, I wear them a lot. And you receive the kickback. Oh, you've never noticed them before, but I'm fucking noticing them now. You look hot in them. Your ass looks amazing in them. Man, it's like just that top, like what it does with your chest. You just look so womanly in it. It's like so fucking hot. Be generous. Be the provocative generator. That's being generous. Be the generator of beautiful intimacy. Be the generator of spicing up the moment in that moment and bringing, inviting, like provoking attraction to be felt in that moment. Being generous. Like the time is when it feels stagnant, when there is disconnection. That's the kingly practice. Again, the reminder that boy energy is that resistant, entitled, fucking sad energy that, hey man, when I float out there, I ain't fucking attractive to my queen. She finds it repulsive. She's now finally, after years of practice, me showing up, being generous and feeling into her and being at one with what is. Like, she gives me red hot feedback. It's like, oh, geez, Mark, it's just like, it's repulsive. Whatever energy you're coming from, whatever the fuck is going on, it's just, I'm feeling repulsed by you at the moment. I'm like, whoa, okay, cool. I obviously, in the lead up to those moments, have not been practicing being at one with what is, feeling into her and being generous. But the feedback is what gets me. It's like, okay, I need to be generous. Being generous is actually totally receiving her feedback and then, you know, snapping the fuck out of any resistance and emotional reactivity to her feedback and just practice be generous. Like, kiss her and compliment her and like thank her like open-heartedly for her feedback. That's being generous, guys. In your power. So all of these are available to you, guys. That, like, my challenge to you is stop minimizing and normalizing bullshit relationship experiences for you and your queen. Stop minimizing and normalizing small talk. Stop minimizing and normalizing going, oh, you know, it's like we have a good relationship, but like, you know, well, we haven't fucked in 6 months. Like, stop minimizing and normalizing when it's not good. And stop waiting for horror to put divorce papers in front of you or for horror to hit the roof. Like, get activated yourself. Notice where it's not at a 10 out of 10 experience for you personally. Fucking own it. Own it for when it's not a 10 out of 10 experience for her, and get working at it. Start practicing. Be at one. Step number one, to invite in deep intimacy in the moment and actually create, generate deep intimacy. Number one, be at one with what is. Fucking own up. Soften into it. Be totally receptive. Be the witnessing awareness. Whatever's happening is perfect as it is. That doesn't mean that you react to any mad, crazy, emotional, reactive story inside yourself. Just be at one with it. Just breathe into it. Be at one with what's in you. Be at one with what's happening. Your woman, your beautiful queen, is having whatever experience she needs to happen. Her nervous system is just working through it. And hey, you do that, she'll get out to the far side going, oh, thanks, honey. Just, you know, my queen has said to me like a time, it's like, oh, I'm just having a shitty day. Like, don't mind. Like, sorry about that, all of that. It's like, baby, that's okay. You needed to speak what you needed to speak. You know, it's generosity again. Be at one with what is. Practice number two, feeling into them. Your whole body. Start practicing deep breathing. Prepare your nervous system to be, you know, fully receptive and fully in the moment. That's feeling into them. And number three, practice being generous. Being generous is generating whatever is necessary. Answering the question, what is the moment asking of me? And courageously fucking go there, man, as the king that you are. Number one, two, and three. Kingly Brothers, Heroic Husbands, wherever you are in your inner world journey as a man at this moment today, no matter where your marriage is at this moment today, whatever the lead up to this moment like includes for you, I know that there's a lot of, you know, it's hard. And like, I'm actually, funny enough, the moment is not lost on me. I'm practicing these steps with you right now. Literally, you know, I totally love and accept you, and you're totally deserving of open-hearted honoring for getting to this moment. Whatever the inner world situation, outer world situation is, hey, practice being at one with that. Get deeply intimate, like with me now, and but deeply intimate with yourself. This is the practice, you know, like honor yourself. Go, hey, I'm totally at one with where I'm at. And I know, guys, some of you might be facing external stuff and shit in marriage where it's like, it's a real test to do that. But man, this is the way. Be deeply intimate with yourself and go, hey, you know, 20, 30, 40 years of a profoundly sick society conditioning me to, you know, think the way I thought, like I've been thinking in my marriage and react and blah, blah, blah. I didn't have the tools to, like, I can be at one with that. It's like, I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there. You know, be at one with where you're at. Take yourself off the hook, you know, just practice being at one in your own nervous system going, I can love and accept myself as I am. I can know that deep down, I'm a good man. I'm deserving of love. Practice there, guys. Feel into yourself. Maybe beyond this call, and maybe if you enjoyed, you know, and you went with those few deep breaths, practice feeling into your own body, you know. Be okay with just, I'm breathing deep into my body. I'm just honoring what's my body is feeling in this moment. Do it for you. And be generous with yourself. You know, I'm being generous with you now. It's like, you know, there's the call to action. There's the direct challenge. I don't apologize for that shit. We need body slams energetically to wake us the fuck up to our power. There's no coming to consciousness without pain, as Carl Jung says. There's the pain of awakening. There's the pain of like, boom. It's like that masculine challenge, that no bullshit ripping through fucking mediocrity and excuse making that has become like a characteristic of the modern male mindset. It's like, no fucking way, rip that shit out. But also, guys, you're fucking awesome. Simultaneously, you're awesome. You learned a bullshit story from, you know, our previous generations of men that had no idea of any of these tools. They had like, and that's okay, they're off the hook. But it's like, you didn't come in with a great legacy, you know, with a great inheritance of what came before you. So it's an uphill battle. But like, you're fucking awesome right here, right now. You're deserving of the highest honoring for getting to today. I know for a fact that you've been through hell, inner hell, outer hell, ferocious challenges. I know, dear, like, you are not unique in that. That is universal. Every single man I have said to and got intimate with, they've said, yeah, like, I went through this when I was younger, I went through that crisis. And it's like, dude, you're fucking still standing. That's deserving of high honor. This society doesn't honor that openly. I honor it. So guys, you know, practicing the being intimate, I just wanted to end this like consciously being intimate with you as much as I can. You know, I'm leaning in like I'm speaking with you. Feel the energy. It's like I'm speaking with you one-on-one. You know, Tom or Scott or Ty and or Pete or, you know, different guys. They're names of guys I've spoken to one-on-one. I've known their names. I and all of you out there that I don't know your names yet. You know, you've yet to jump in a discovery call. Make the call happen, guys. Make the call happen. I want to hear from you. And those calls, miracles happen. Miracles truly do happen. Your nervous system, your perspective on your relationship, your marriage, your inner world is never the same after it. So The invitation again is like 5 seconds of insane courage. Just click on the link in the podcast description and make that call happen. And you don't know where you're going to be, but trust one thing: you are able to transform your marriage, man. You are able, you have the capacity to become the marriage transforming hero in your relationship if you're willing to pay the price, if you're willing to truly go all in. You are that is available to you. I absolutely, uncensored, fucking love and accept you and every man in this incredible movement, this beautiful movement. The numbers are slowly but surely growing. Amazing shit happening. You know, better husbands today, better world tomorrow. I don't say those words lightly. And you are a unique, beautiful, special, and ultra important part of that, you know, better world resulting from your individual efforts. I thank you and I express depths of appreciation for your work, guys. Sending you lots of love from Roscommon, Ireland. You go have an amazingly beautiful, deeply intimate kingly day. And before you go, kingly brothers, I'm so happy to let you know that Heroic Husbands Men's Circles waiting list is now live. Online meetings supporting you up level to hero husband status. Go from fearing your best will never be good enough to becoming the competent and confident husband she brags about. Save years of needless guesswork and confidence eroding disconnection. Click on the link in the podcast description to take your first simple step to becoming the marriage-transforming hero of your relationship. Check it out now.